What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Again, it is time for you to get them headphones in and whip them Peters out, because it is the Peter Nap Podcast with your host, Pistol P Jr., Chub Didge, and the infamous Jeezy Weezy.
Minus the Pistol P Jr.
Simone. Once again, more Peter.
Twice the Peter, with one less Peter.
That never makes me giggle. That ever not makes me feel.
Yeah, that's such a great line that you came up with.
All right. We just watched Lies of P. When did that just come? That just came out?
I don't know. I think Lies of P was just a couple of days ago. And then with the other things I showed you were from Game Awards.
The Gay Awards?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I wasn't impressed with the gameplay that they showed. Few months
ago. It was like a year ago.
Was it a year ago?
Yeah.
Or was it the beginning of the year?
No, because it was definitely before Elden Ring ever came out. They showed it. So I think it was last year at the Game Awards they showed it.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, the gameplay or the...
Just the trailer.
But when did the gameplay come? That was the one where I was... Because I remember...
Was that one?
I think the first... Oh, was that one?
Yeah. It was like a Wukong-style gameplay, right? You know how, like, when we first saw Wukong, it was like... It was like a little snippets of gameplay, and then you saw a boss battle.
No, that was fine. I like that.
No,
but there was one there that came out where like, oh, here's, it was like a little like a brief run through, like he ran through this segment of a level.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, this looks whack. But this new one had a lot of gameplay on it, and a lot of the environments look fucking sick, and
it looks the gameplay more polished.
Looked up, yeah, and it looked smoother. It looked like yeah. The other one looked more like Elden Ring, but not
as in depth.
Not as like intriguing.
Yeah.
Or even if you see Elden, like they showed a Twitter, they had like, which style of combat do you prefer? They showed like God of War compared to Elden Ring, and you're just like, it's like.
Obviously God of War.
If you actually play them both, you're still like, dude, this play. There's those moments. Like if you're good, they I don't know. Like it was just a weird, like they picked the bad moment for Elden Ring in that video. It was like, yeah.
Were they either just hitting like the knights?
No, it was just like not a good player. Was not a good player, and then whoever was playing God of War was like a super good player.
Amazing.
You ever watched some of those videos?
On
the last one?
You know what it was? It was the same player, but they were playing God of War on Give Me Story.
Yeah. Now, you know how, like, you ever watch some of those gameplay videos where they just seem like they can make a combo last, like, make moves like it never ends?
Yeah.
They're like, do a combo with axe throws, and then, like, yeah, like, they just know how to fucking make this shit last for a long-ass time.
Yeah.
And that's what that guy was doing in that, like, he was just doing all, like, stringing all these moves together that flow, like, to where there's no, like, gap.
Yeah, no gap, yeah.
Yeah.
Switching between all the weapons.
Yeah, like the guy.
Just, like, comboing like crazy.
Yeah, the Elden Ring guy, he was fighting one of those, like, snow guys near the, when you first get into the giant, those, like, they're kind of hard.
Oh, like those Yeti guys?
No, they're like those ones with the swords. They're kind of like White Walkers, but they're, like, super strong. They're pretty strong and annoying. But yeah, he was fighting one of those and not doing well. looks. It just looks like obviously you would pick God of War in these videos.
Yeah,
like it's not even close. But like that game's Elden Ring's good. You know, it's just hard to explain.
You can't deny Elden Ring because it. Elden Ring literally had the world by the balls for like 5 months.
Do I have like 200 hours in that thing?
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to put 200 hours in the God of War.
No, you probably put... You beat 60. Story, right?
So, I put 60. I got 60.
You got 60, yeah. So.
Yeah, I might play it again.
Yeah, I might play it again. They just added a new game plus.
But I'm probably going to... I still haven't beat Elden Ring, so yeah. I'm already 200 in. I still haven't beat it. I would play a new game plus, so like a little bit like.
I might play it linear,
like beat the bosses and not fucking, you know, not worry about
everything. Get, find what you like and just go and just keep going. But
because right now I feel like I've been almost doing everything. I feel like I did so much shit.
Yeah, I feel like there's no way that I didn't find everything, but I'm pretty sure I'm missing.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah, like, probably. Yeah.
Like I definitely put over 200 hours.
Look at she's petting me too. Oh, she stopped. She was like rubbing my arm. but it's hard. It's hard to compare the two when the game compared God of War barely came out. You know, Elden Ring had all year, and had staying power all year.
Yeah.
Whereas God of War just came out. Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like the conversation around God of War is still kind of already dying out.
Really? Yeah.
Like, you don't, because there's not much to talk, like, there's not, like, so say for Elden Ring, like, for months, you would hear about a new build that somebody figured out with all the different items and stuff. So it's like, you see that video, like, huh, I want to go back and I want to try that build.
Yeah.
But, like, God of War, there's only so many things, and there, a lot of them are the same.
Yeah.
From the first game. I feel like the first game is
a lot better.
Yeah. But like, I feel like there's
like, I don't know how this one got a 10 and the other one, I don't know what the other one. The other one had to, like, I don't know, had to have better ratings, but I doubt it did. Like, how are you going to have better ratings?
They both got 10s.
10s and 9s. Yeah. But, like, for this one compared to the last one, it's not. Like, and that was a generation ago. You know?
Yeah, well, I give
God of War... The graphics are amazing. The cinematic, the voice acting. Whoever did... I think Sindri's voice got fucking... I think he got robbed over best...
best voice
acting. Sindri was way better.
In this game or the last game?
No, in this game.
Yeah, he was really good.
And he had more emotional moments than Kratos.
Yeah, especially. You could really believe that, like, he just fucking hated you guys.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Like, he does not want to...
Yeah.
I was really hoping he'd fucking drop it after Brox, and then he just fucking disappears. And just,
yeah.
Like, fuck.
Yeah. But like, I like how it ended like that. Yeah. Where he's, yeah, that was a perfect ending to it. To that. I don't know. Because it satisfied you on both ends. Where you got everything you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But then also you have this sour taste.
Yeah.
You know, this like fucking sadness to it now.
Yeah. you think...
They made the sadness deeper because you're like, okay, you know, we just lost Brock and Freyr. Like, not a big deal. They were barely in it, you know.
Yeah.
They were side characters.
Yeah, Freyr, I didn't even... I was like, that sucks, but...
Yeah.
We gotta keep going, man. We gotta fight this fight.
Yeah.
When Brock died, I was like, fuck.
Yeah. And then with the funeral, it makes it even more, like...
Yeah.
I think, because now it's almost like you're losing Sindri, too.
Yeah, especially as he won't...
Or you're just losing a good friend. Yeah. You know? That's... And then, like, just having that ending was, like... It does satisfy that artsy side of it.
Yeah, you think though
all the scenes were so emotional, like, even though there wasn't like that, the radicals weren't too like far They weren't too big.
Yeah.
But, like, all the moments were, like, very emotional and you could relate to them.
Yeah. I did feel kind of blah about, you know, like, you're assaulting Asgard, right? And you got all the gates and then literally just, they're just all getting fucking murked as you're trying to get to the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To the front. Like, what the fuck was all this for? Because then we're just like, fuck it, everyone go away. We're just going to do it ourselves.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We actually just did that from the beginning.
Yeah, sometimes it does feel like, well, it felt like heavy, mm-hmm. I don't know how to say it, like heavy, loaded and heavy at the end.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's front heavy, this one was heavy,
mm-hmm.
and heavy, where it's like, you know, we're kind of just doing these little distractions in the beginning, and we just resolve everything at the end, mm-hmm. you know.
Did you get the revelation that Jormungandr is the little snake that Loki put Atreus puts the soul into?
No, I didn't get that. I thought it was a different snake.
No, it's the same one because the whole thing, because remember the loop where they say Thor, or there was like a rumor that Thor hits Jormungandr so hard he goes back in time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what that's yeah, that's like confirming the whole
yeah.
thing. So that's why in the first game Jormungandr said he felt familiar with Atreus.
Uh-huh.
Because he met him and
Jormungandr. Yeah, I want to play them both like back to back, because that's what it feels like. It feels very like
it's supposed to be two things. That's how Last of Us felt for me. Like I feel like it would be so much better. I feel like it's designed for you to play the first game
and then
the second. Because that's kind of what I did. I played the first game like a month before the game mm-hmm. came out.
But I didn't feel too bad about not playing the first one for Last of Us.
Yeah.
For this one, I feel like... Because this one was all... Like, you don't remember all the Odin shit like going through it if you didn't play the first one. Because it was like... When you were playing the first one, you're finding out how like... Odin like fucked everything up, how he fucked everybody over.
Yeah, you would hear a lot. You would hear a lot of bad shit.
And then this one, he's like being fake and being nice, and you're like, well, he's not that bad of a guy.
Yeah, he seems like a pretty cool
guy. Seems like he just kind of had to do this. And then they kind of did the typical scene too, where he comes in and he's like, "You don't think," when he was telling Thor, like, "You just do it," like talking shit to him. And then he finally snaps. Like, that was we've seen that scene like a billion times through everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty typical.
And then like it makes you miss the old God of War. But it's satisfying that I didn't quite see that last tablet that Kratos opened up where it showed a gold statue of him. What was that? It was just showing him being a fucking... like
in the first game, Tomba?
At the end of this one, where he opens that last little thing, and there's a statue, a golden statue of him, after Atreus left.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because it's like...
Was it like him being the god that Odin couldn't be? Like him fucking...
I guess sort of, but so, like the whole thing...
And then worshipping him, like people were actually worshipping him.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that's what they're trying to say. Because the whole thing is like now that Odin's dead, Kratos and Freya are trying to
fix everything.
Reform everything mm-hmm. back and fix everything. Yeah. He'll probably end up being like the... I hope... I wonder if they'll do a DLC. Because now Atreus is off on his own.
Yeah.
Or a separate game.
But. Yeah, a quest between like doing both of them like as they go
mm-hmm.
simultaneously.
It'd be cool.
And then Kratos is gonna bone Freya.
Yeah, he for
he's
sure
gonna
is.
Have another kid.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's gonna be who could that be? It's gonna be an Egyptian god instead.
Yeah.
Imagine they start doing like God Wars. Now other gods are coming into. Coming in on their turf.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what else you could do with it. They wrapped it up. They kind of wrapped it up, but like...
No, I'd be satisfied if they just never had another game, but...
But they probably are, because it's such a big IP. They're gonna probably. Hopefully they. I hope they remake the first three in a different style, in like, the new style.
Like the new style, yeah. That'd be cool. Fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. Or if they like, if
because I mean, it makes me miss the old. That's what I was saying. That's what I started when I was talking about. Now, because he wants to be that new god where people worship him, and he's a hero. Mm-hmm. Where in the first Shadow War, he's like an anti-hero, a villain almost. Yeah. Where he's just, it makes you miss that old brutal Kratos. Yeah, he's just gonna fucking kill whatever's in his way to accomplish his his wish.
Goal, yeah. Yeah, you do miss that. That's, like we said last week, I really wished he went harder on Heimdall.
Yeah.
Just so you gotta see more of him.
The old school.
The more of the old school.
They should have.
Like I wish he just like did like one of those.
And then he could have been like discs. It could have been the more thing that helped him change too. That helped him like get to the point where when he fought Thor, he fucking put his swords down.
Yeah.
It was like, we gotta be better.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, because it didn't feel that crazy for him to just choke him and just like, oh, well, you had to kill him.
Yeah,
but you kind of killed him in like the least awful way.
Yeah, possible. Yeah.
So it was like, where like the other gods, you literally fucking smashed their faces into pulp.
Yeah,
cut their legs off.
Like in a comically violent way.
Ripped off Icarus's wings.
Yeah, it makes me miss the old Kratos. But yeah, that would be sick if they just were like, now we're doing a remake of the originals. In this epic. Badass form. In this new form of it. Because it's like, the combat is amazing. Like, it's hack and slash on a different level. Like it's crazy that like how I say it feels like a fighting game. It feels like sometimes when you're fighting the bosses, you're like, it almost feels like you're fighting a thinking thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Sometimes they like know what move to do. Like after you fucked up and made a mistake, they're like, well, now I'm gonna hit you with this and kill your ass.
Have you gone back to the trials in Must Play?
Since I beat it.
Yeah.
No. There's more.
There's a secret boss in that area.
Oh, okay.
So you should go there. I don't know if you have to beat the trials to get to that boss, but
I beat all the trials already.
Oh, you did?
I beat everything that you were supposed to, I guess, before. Yeah, before the...
Oh, okay. Well, there's a secret boss there that's pretty epic, but that you should check out.
So after you beat it, you go there? Is there an Asgard remnant there or something?
I think there is.
Oh, so that's the reason to go back there?
Actually, I don't know. I don't know if there's a realm there, but so that boss there is the reason to go back there.
Oh, that's the one that is at a side
quest
or something? Yeah. Well, they didn't have, like, the side quest to go to the funeral on the labor's list.
No, it was just like you showed up there.
Yeah, like Mimir tells you to go to...
Oh, did he?
No. Like, he tells you to go there, but it doesn't show up. Like, if you go... He says it in conversation. He doesn't... It's not like... Now it's like, oh, fucking labor, or what are they called?
You didn't
go to the funeral.
You didn't do the thing with Lunda and that other dwarf guy?
What do you mean?
I had a favor I went to, and you talked to that one dwarf that held you in the beginning.
Oh, the... Darden or something?
I forgot what his name is.
It's like Darden or something.
Yeah, that guy. You do like a little thing for him.
The rebel leader, right?
Yeah.
After the game's over?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you do a thing for him and then they're like, yeah, good, to meet us over there, we're gonna have the funeral. And then you go, and then I went over there and then did the funeral.
What favor did you from?
I forgot what it was. But like you talk, I would talk to those guys.
Well, I did the thing where you, because that's where I showed up.
Mm-hmm.
To find out about it. I was like, it's probably got to be at the bar.
Mm. Yeah, so, talk to those guys. Look at this fucking guy.
Like, I was going to do those Asgard remnants, and I was like, I could just pass through there instead of teleporting. So I just passed through there, and then they were all hanging out.
Mm.
And they're like, yeah, we're going to be over here at this, near the fucking thing.
Oh, was that a favor? Maybe it was. I thought it was a favor.
No, I just showed up to the bar where you meet them.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, it's good.
Because Mimir said it in a conversation after I did an Asgard remnants and in Midgard. Mm-hmm. And when I was on my way down, he was like, yeah, they're going to have a memorial for Brock at Svartalfheim. And then he said the name of the bar, but I was like, I don't fucking remember the name of the fucking bar, dude. That was fucking months ago. Or whatever, that was long ass time. It was like months ago. Yeah. So it's like, so I was like, it's got to be the bar. So I just showed up to the bar, and they were like, yeah, we're going to be at the beach.
Yeah. And then you go, yeah, then you go to the lift, and then that's yeah. Right. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, because I was going to go to the one in the Apple Court, the Asgardian Rift over there. Which I don't think I ended up doing after all, did I? I think I got distracted. I think I ended up going to, I think I went to, where should I go after? No, I just turned it off. Mm. Yeah, I just turned it off after that.
Yeah, there's also, there's another secret dragon fight in Svartalfheim. Have you gotten a talisman?
The one where Mimir, it does something with Mimir?
No. There's a relic that you find in Midgar that's just like
mysterious. Oh, that does nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you go, you remember that dragon statue in Svartalfheim?
No.
Similar, kind of where the bar is. Uh-huh. I think when you leave the bar and you sail on the boat to the right, just like whatever island, there's a dragon statue. Uh-huh. And you use that in front of it, and the dragon comes to life.
Really? That's crazy. That's funny. No, I didn't know that. Yeah, I was wondering what that fucking thing does.
Yeah.
I don't remember where you got it from or what. Did you just always have it or something?
I don't remember. You find it in Midgard. Yeah, you find it in Midgard.
Yeah, I was like, what does this fucking thing do? So like, that's all it's for? Was it waking it after?
No, but it's still useless.
Now it's even more useless. Yeah. It's fucking funny.
Let's see, what else? Oh, so we also show... I showed you that Behemoth game.
Behemoth,
yeah.
Yeah, that looked good.
That's probably the most impressive looking VR game I've ever seen.
So yeah, they didn't show much gameplay. It looked like...
I think that was gameplay, but it wasn't combat. It was just like an engine.
Yeah, they were just climbing a fucking...
Yeah, like I think the player is actually climbing.
Yeah, you're probably grabbing.
Yeah.
But what was the other game too, before Afterlife of Pi? Oh, the Judas.
Judas, yeah. Bioshock, created from the creators of Bioshock. Looks exactly like Bioshock.
Yeah, it's got to be in the same universe. I don't know.
If it's not the same universe, it definitely does seem lazy.
That'd be a weird choice to just do the exact same style.
Yeah. It's like...
not have it in the same universe.
It's like when...
It feels like they're going along the lines of Bethesda.
Bethesda, yeah. Yeah, because Fallout and Skyrim are literally like the same games, it's just a different skin.
Yeah. Yeah, one has guns.
And one has swords and bows.
Yeah, but when's Bethesda's... When's the last time they made a good game? Since Skyrim.
Skyrim was the last game. I mean, Skyrim was so good, they made it 5 times.
And like Fallout,
they sold it 5 different times.
Fallout 4.
Yeah, because Skyrim, they sold the PS3 and Xbox 360. That's when it first came out, right? And then they remade it again for
PS4.
Remastered it for PS4, Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it came out. GTA,
right? Yeah, and then it came out on the Switch. And then also fucking...
GTA hasn't came out on the Switch. Aren't they trying to get GTA on the Switch? I thought I heard something about that.
I didn't hear about that.
Didn't I hear something about that?
Switch can't handle that.
I did hear something about... Oh, it was Call of Duty. They're trying to get Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what it is. I don't think they'd do that either, right?
I don't think it... I think they can.
You think they can get Call of Duty?
They used to have it on the Wii.
Really?
Yeah. That was the first Call of Duty I ever played.
It's crazy.
On the Wii. And you use the nunchuck to walk around and you aimed around with the Wiimote.
It was the World War One.
Yeah, the World War. World at War. It was kind of fun. It was super fun like that.
But has there been one since? That was the only one.
I think, actually, I think Black Ops 1 was on the Wii as well, but I think that was the last one.
That's crazy. I wouldn't expect Nintendo to do that.
Yeah, but after, I think once they got up to, like, Wii U or whatever, they stopped doing those games.
Wii U. Has there been any news on Wukong?
On Wukong? No.
They've just been in the dips, waiting,
lying. Yeah, they've been silent. I don't even know when that game's gonna come out. It seems they still like haven't it. Had a date? I don't think so. The last time they showed a trailer, it looks like it's done almost. So I don't know what's.
They're probably just getting everything working properly.
Yeah.
Cohesive. What's up with, when does Hogwarts come out? That one looks good.
Yeah, that one looks surprisingly good, actually. It's that comes like out in February? In-depth
game. It's like when they actually do an in-depth game on a good, like...
A good IP, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It almost feels like, I wonder if, I don't know. It just sounds cool. Like all the stuff he could do. It feels like they're, it's actually like...
It feels like you're actually going to be in Hogwarts.
The Wizardry World.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of the Harry Potter series either.
Yeah, that's right. You're not. I'm like, I'm surprised you're like kind of cool into it.
Yeah, I might play it.
I downloaded the Witcher update. The Witcher 3. You really need to play that. Especially now with the update. That game's super good.
The show ruined it for me. I'm just going to be picturing, like, why isn't this Henry Cavill? Why isn't
this Henry? This guy's more... The guy in the game's more ripped
than Henry Cavill. He doesn't... He has longer arms than Henry Cavill. Have you noticed that?
Yeah,
he has really short arms. Huh?
Yeah, he does. It's weird. He has, like, those...
T-Rex arms.
It's good. I don't think he's... Is he tall? I don't think he's as tall as people think he is.
Let me see Henry Cavill height. It's going to lie. These things lie, too. Like, they...
You think so?
Yeah. Like shot or like I heard The Rock wears lifts and issues. Like he's not really that tall.
How tall do they think he is?
Who, like 6'4"? Like 6'4" or something.
Huh. Oh. I mean like a lift you could really only get like
it maybe says 6'1" Cavill.
Not really.
I'm gonna put how tall is he really?
It's like 5'7". No, but lifts can really only get you like 2 inches, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Or else it look at like it look.
But still, this. Like, why are you wearing lifts?
I don't know why you would want to wear lifts.
So have you seen? I saw one where the guy was wearing like Air Forces and his like heels were like
where the sticking top out of it, because it's
like the top of
them. He's got like two. Walking in heels practically.
It's like, bro, just accept
that you're short.
What you are, dude. It's not a big deal.
Just find someone shorter than yourself.
Yeah.
Or just be cool with it.
The shorter people are. Yeah. Just pretend like you have a big dick instead of
wearing it. Yeah, just act like you have 2 inches on your dick, then you have 2 inches.
Even if you don't. That's the name of the episode. Just take a little break.
Alright.
And we'll look up some topics. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Ray's Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Ray's Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com. REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS. For 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
to the Petering Out Podcast. Oh,
yeah. So that should just Callisto Protocol just showed up on your PlayStation for you to play.
Yeah, I don't have any charges on my credit card saying I paid like $70 or whatever for a card. That's why I asked you. I'm like, hey,
I wonder if I could download it on your account.
You probably can.
It's weird that, but it installed too, or does it just?
It was just automatically installed, so that's why I thought you bought it.
That's weird. Because that's weird that it had installed too.
Well, normally, if I download a game to. If you have the setting on,
it'll automatically do
because you're the primary for my account.
No, I don't think I have the setting on. Maybe I should turn that on.
Yeah, so games that I would buy and for pre-order, they would automatically download when they're up for download.
That's weird, dude. That's creepy.
But if you're not primary, it won't do it. So the games you buy on yours will then automatically download on my.
Yeah, and you didn't boot it up? Did you boot it up?
I booted it up and just I played and the story started playing like the opening cutscene. Yeah.
What do you rate it based on that intro?
Based off that intro, I'm not. Intro, it's an 8.5 out of 10 because it's free.
Yeah, before we gave it a 6. Yeah, that thing's getting bad reviews. How do you get that low of a score these days?
I'm not sure. Well, it seems like...
Maybe just the competition is so high. I wonder if they're basing it upon the other shit coming out at the time.
I think games are too focused nowadays on just showcasing, like, the badass parts of the game, right? So, like, most of the reviews are saying, like, the beginning of the game is awesome. The beginning of the game is a 9 out of 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
But... Once you get past the quarter point of the game, it just becomes like really slow and like boring.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that first Deadpool.
First Deadpool?
Yeah.
Oh, like the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like everything we saw kind of leading up to the movie coming out was like this movie's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. And then once they shot
all the awesome parts were literally
it was,
that.
Yeah. It was cool. And then they were like, all right, now we gotta wrap, we're just wrapping this up.
Yeah,
and it wasn't neatly.
Yeah, it wasn't neatly. And then the second movie was awesome.
Yeah, it was way better.
Pretty much all the way through.
That was one of my favorite superhero movies.
Yeah, it was.
So what's up with Pokemon?
Pokemon?
Yeah, you like that. You like that.
I do really like the new game.
Well, is it still a glitchy or was it just people hating on it and trying to make?
It was pretty glitchy, but I think
they fixed it.
They've done more stability updates on it, which have made it better. But the main issue is just the frame rate, and it's not the game that I don't think it's the game's fault.
It's not turn based anymore, huh?
No, it is.
Oh, I thought it wasn't. I thought that one was more of a.
No, it is. Well, like, it's more like, it's kind of like a mix-mash between that Arceus Legends, which is, like, you can just go throw a Pokeball at a Pokemon just running around, and you can catch it. Where, like, in this one, you have to run up to the Pokemon. You can pick what Pokemon you want to fight, essentially. You know, just walk in tall grass and then just randomly pops up.
Taxi.
Yeah.
And you're forced to defend yourself.
Yeah, so like now you could just walk around. You can encounter there are like aggressive Pokemon that'll actively like chase after you in like a certain area.
Yeah.
But like you can outrun them. You get like your legendary Pokemon doubles as like a bike, and you can you like ride that thing the whole time.
Oh, that's cool. But the show. Where Ash became
it's ending,
the
right?
Pokemaster.
Yeah, he finally became a Pokemon Master. and he met Butterfree again.
Oh, shit.
That's what the final episode was. He reunited with Butterfree.
Are they doing... So, is it wrapped finally? Or they?
I think Ash... They're just gonna do like, another, as Ash...
They're going to do done. Another... I thought they were going to do another... Or it was just one episode? Anyway, I thought they were going to do another little thing where they wrap up. I think they're gonna do another thing when they wrap it up.
I'm not sure.
That's what I heard.
I don't watch Pokemon.
I thought Ash. I thought they stopped. Ash's saga a while ago.
No, no.
It never ended?
No, it never ended. He's been eternally 10 years old.
He's been at it for...
For 30 years, yeah.
It's crazy. The hardest working man in the game. Mm-hmm.
Working child
in the game. Who became a Pokemaster at 10 years old?
Yeah, I think you can give him 12, you know.
Oh. he had a couple birthdays?
Yeah, or? he might have aged at least 2 years. He got super tan in the last 2 years, though, I'll tell you that.
He was always a little tan.
No, but he got like, yeah. he turned into Brock. Tan, really? Yeah, like in the last 2 years.
That's funny.
Because like 2 seasons ago, he went to...
Did him and fucking Misty finally bone or what?
No. No. That shit was funny. Somebody was making a joke that I guess in this last like arc of episodes where he was becoming Pokemon Master, they're like, no, all of his friends he's made throughout all the anime, this bitch shows up and it's like one of the other girls, one of like the girls from like the fourth like game from like the game that their anime is based off.
Yeah.
And then like Misty and Brock and all the OGs don't show up.
Yeah, that's weird. They're too busy to...
Yeah, they're all too busy to help their fucking best friend. Or cheer on their best friend.
Oh, let's see what else.
Arguably the biggest moment of Ash's life, and they couldn't be there for him.
Yeah, what the fuck? Did we talk about the stranding?
I didn't
watch the trailer, but...
Oh, you didn't? Did we talk about it last week? I don't think so.
How do they... What is... Are they trying to figure out... How to stop the...
There, getting more the trailers time? Are just as vague as the first game's trailers were.
Yeah.
So it's like, we don't even know if it's still going to be Delivery Simulator.
Yeah.
Or
the,
what.
Yeah. Even the storyline was kind of... like the... I don't know. It seemed like it was going to be more artsy, but it was pretty... As, like, linear as... Normal, like he's a bad guy and we beat him. You know?
It wasn't
there was a bad guy and we beat him. It wasn't like more like there was a lot of symbolism, mm-hmm. but it wasn't as vague. Like, it was more clear cut. Like this guy's bad.
Yeah,
we killed him.
Well, in this trailer,
we had a knockout fight.
In the new trailer, they basically reveal that he is not dead.
So
he's back.
I'm not happy about that. What was his name? Haig?
Haig, something like that, yeah.
Haig? No, I don't know.
But the trailer seemed like, it almost seemed like you were going to be playing as Fragile.
Who?
Fragile, for the girl.
Oh, Fragile. Fragile.
Fragile. Yeah. The trailer almost made it seem like you were gonna be like she was gonna be the main character, mm-hmm. and then they finally show Norman Reedus.
Yeah,
and he looks old as fuck.
Borgen Reed.
He's like, oh, he's got all gray hair and shit.
That's crazy. Oh, so it's some time later.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or did he?
He doesn't look like.
Or did he just get rained on?
He doesn't look. Maybe he doesn't look like
too much older.
He doesn't like skin wise. He doesn't look old, but his hair is just like gray as fuck, like completely gray.
Yeah. Are they going to do a show or something?
I didn't hear anything
about it. I saw something about a show.
That'd be cool. I feel like Death Stranding is more of a show than a game. Better concept for a show.
I don't know. I was a big fan of the game. I really enjoyed it.
I like the game, yeah. But I did feel like I was getting fatigued at the end with just a delivery, like the constant deliveries, and it kind of felt like...
Nah, I liked it because when you set up your power, your zip lines... In an efficient fashion, it just made them all eat.
Yeah, it's like this shit's easy as fuck.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. To me, it was satisfying, the work. Like.
Yeah, I hated just being in the snow.
Yeah.
Like when I got to the snow, I'm like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, you just had to set up your zip, and from there, you can set up your zip lines, and then it's easy peasy. Let me see. This is Death Stranding film based on hit. Video game and works from Barbarian. Yeah, so there's a film on it.
Interesting.
Is being fully financed by Hammerstone.
Kojima's putting his 2 cents in, and I'm sure it'll be good.
He's being produced by him too. Yeah. Is that gonna be the first fucking Kojima IP to be a movie? Before Metal Gear, yeah. That's sad.
I wonder why, like, Metal Gear's probably too, it's probably just too weird, right?
No, I don't know.
It's probably too hard to do, too. It's like, yeah. There's, like, so many, like, mix.
It's more too hard to do. Whereas Death Stranding is, like, a fictional universe. Because Metal Gear's a very exaggerated version of reality. So it's hard to do that, where
Death Stranding is pure
science fiction. Yeah. So you could do a science fiction fucking movie, which would be crazy.
Yeah, plus the BTs are fucking invisible.
Yeah.
So you can pretty much...
Yeah, that would be pretty tense. I'm actually excited.
Yeah, like the weirdest thing about Death Stranding is it's probably just the BBs.
The BBs, yeah. The BBs. They're going to have to struggle with showing naked babies. I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's gonna be fun if they do it right. I think if a good director, somebody who likes to play with cinematography,
yeah,
it's gonna be a lot of fun. They should have got Guillermo del Toro. I'm just kidding.
They were gonna do
Silent Hill.
Right? Silent Hill, yeah. He was gonna design like the monsters.
A collab, right? Like a collab.
Yeah, because Guillermo del Toro is like known for like his.
Because monsters.
His monsters, yeah. He was gonna help design monsters in Silent Hill.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why Death Stranding gets a bad rap. No, I don't think it does. I think a lot of people enjoy it. But yeah, it's probably. A lot of people want Metal Gear Solid too.
Yeah.
And it's just they're expecting guns and.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't. I want.
I think like, they added more guns in there too.
I just want like 10 or 15% less delivery focused gameplay and a little more combat based gameplay or something.
Yeah. But, yeah, a little better of a blend.
Mm-hmm. Because the combat didn't really feel.
I want to play replay it. Good. Did they do a PS5 version?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I want to replay it.
Yeah, but you do have to rebuy that one.
I gotta buy Elden Ring. Or I'll wait till it's on sale and I'll buy it.
The Death Stranding.
Yeah. Yeah, it came out a while ago, so it might be already cheaper.
Yeah.
What other game? Oh, I want to play Gran Turismo, but I was gonna wait till that one's like fucking. Some sort $10. Of deluxe edition fucking years from now. Where you just get everything without all the fucking microtransactions.
Yeah. Yeah. Hades is on sale.
Hades?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still gotta beat Elden Ring before I play anything else. Though, after God of War. I gotta just do that last shit in God of War. And then we're good to go.
Well, on that note, I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah, we're doing a slightly shorter show today. Because I'm going to make some tacos.
Yeah, Peter wasn't here, so.
Yeah.
He didn't put us in the sunken place.
Yeah, it was 15 minutes of us not being in the sunken place.
Make sure to like and review us on the whatever.
Whatever shit Peter said on the last episode.
Yeah, whatever app you're watching us on or listening to us on. Make sure you check out the Raise sponsorship ad. And
I never hear him say Raise anymore. He never brings it up.
Because we have a pre-recorded...
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we have a pre-recorded thing that he does.
Does he?
Yeah.
Maybe I zone out. He puts me in the second place in there too when he fucking does that
commercial. On that note, we're out of here.